Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi. Today we are going to cover chapter 11, which is on AI challenges and ethical considerations. So we are going to cover as part of this chapter, the AI implementation challenges, ethical considerations in AI adoption, addressing ethical and operational challenges in AI adoption, and finally we'll look at the summary, we'll summarize. So what are the challenges in implementation of AI? Artificial intelligence is revolutionizing the operations, supply chain, and logistics by enabling smarter workflows, predictive analytics, automation, and real-time decision-making. But despite its transformative potential, AI adoption is not a straightforward activity. Organizations must navigate a labyrinth of technological, organizational, and ethical challenges, not to mention the investment which is required for adoption of AI. Successful implementation demands a holistic strategy that balances innovation with caution, ensuring impact without compromising trust or efficiency. So let's look at these in detail. Data privacy and security. AI systems in supply chain and logistics leverage extensive data set. There is a large amount of data which is collected, which includes your supplier profile, customer profile, and various operational metrics to actually arrive at the insights and the predictions to actually automate your systems. So this data reliance includes critical risk. So one is the data sensitivity, exposure of personal and proprietary information, like for example, addresses, payment data. This can lead to financial loss and reputational damage. There are regulatory compliances. As you are aware, there are laws relating to the general data privacy regulations, which are applicable in US, etc., and India's IT Act. So they mandate strict controls on data usage. Non-compliance can trigger legal and financial penalties. So there can be liabilities which can be created if you are violating any of these regulations. And the kind of data which is being captured as part of the AI implementation or AI operations, walk on the borderline. Third-party exposure, sharing data with logistics partners and cloud platforms amplifies the breach risk because the data is not only internal. The data may be required to be shared with even third parties, and hence, the data breach comes into play. So without strong privacy controls, AI deployment may weaken the customer trust and disrupt the collaboration and invite serious liability. Workforce displacement. So AI technologies like robotic process automation, autonomous vehicles, and intelligent systems are transforming operational workflows, but not without human impact. What they are doing is essentially replacing the human workforce. Now, as long as we were replacing the robo or replacing the human beings with robo in automobile industry in areas which were hazardous, like we discussed in welding shops or in the paint shop, etc., this was acceptable. But when you are automating other areas, there is a strong resistance from labor unions, etc. So it has a human impact. It has certain ethical impacts also on account of the human impact. Job losses. So automation of routine tasks in warehousing, logistics, and inventory can lead to workforce downsizing or even reduced hiring. So as we have seen, automated retrieval system or even automated system which puts material into the warehouse and picking, that means when the material has to be shipped, retrieval of the material, when it is done through automated systems, a large number of workforce which is required to do this is not required, which leads to downsizing of the workforce and resulting in job losses. Skill gaps. Transition to AI-driven operations demands expertise in data science and AI systems, skills that maybe current employees lack. So, you know, you currently have a certain data set, you may be having ERP systems, etc. But the skills which are required for maintaining an AI-driven system and for the data science, these may be lacking, which means you need to train new people. And the availability of this talent can be a question mark. Also, you know, because this is an upcoming field, a lot of people, you know, who are actually capable of handling these jobs are in high demand, which means there is, you know, very high employment cost relating to these people. The other one is employee resistance, fear of losing the job or job redundancy. And unease with unfamiliar tools may cause resistance, slowing implementation. So there can be a resistance in adoption of the AI tools, etc. For the very simple reason, I mean, we have seen this when computers came in, where people feared that they may no longer be required. And similar fear is now being expressed when AI is being implemented. So if not worked upon, these factors can erode the morale, trigger labor disputes, and threaten operational continuity during AI integration. And especially this is true when you are talking of an existing organization. So when you are starting a new organization or a new business, it may be easier to implement these policies, etc. But in an existing organization, these are some of the challenges that one is required to face. The next one is the algorithm biases. AI systems mirror the limitations of their training data and logic, making algorithmic bias a serious concern in supply chain and logistics operation. We talked about, you know, the cleaning of the data and the removal of the noise from the data. Also, the amount and the quality of the data determines how your system builds the algorithm, how it does the machine learning, and how it takes the decision. So if the data is biased, you can have results or decisions which are equally biased. There was a case of, you know, certain assistant, the mobile assistant, where there was evident bias in the gender. Male and female gender. So, you know, there were a lot of memes where people were asking questions, asking even the assistant whether it was a male or a female, etc. And this basically highlights the bias which can actually creep into the system. So this is another, risk when you are building a AI-based system. Data bias. So historical data may reflect existing inequities such as geographic or vendor preferences that the AI unintentionally reinforces. So in the past, in case you have been, giving preference or, placing your more eggs into the basket of one vendor. So these kind of information, historical data, which are carried forward, can actually build a bias into the data which the system is built on. Decision-making bias. So algorithms that focus on optimizing for speed or cost can unintentionally disadvantage certain routes, regions, or customer segments. Because, you know, then the focus becomes purely, you can say, economic or profit-based. And certain social, intentions may be lost. So this is another risk, which creeps in when you are working with the historical data. Transparency challenges. Many advanced models operate as black boxes, making it difficult to trace how decisions are made or flag biased outputs. So let's take the example of the forecasting. The forecasting, when an AI model is doing the forecasting, it is not simply doing it based on the historical data or the seasonal data. It is doing so based on various inputs, which could be local as well as global, based on unstructured data such as customer reviews, supplier feedback, etc. Now, many a times when you are looking at the outcome or the output or the decision, it's difficult to say how the system has arrived at this output. So transparency is a challenge where sometimes you are unable to pinpoint how a decision has come about, especially when you do not agree with the decision in such cases. Also, the model needs to be trained and streamlined before it can be integrated into the system. So if not addressed, these biases can result in unfair pricing, inefficient resource allocation, and erosion of stakeholder trust. So when you're talking of stakeholders, it could be suppliers, etc., because the bias could be against certain class of suppliers, etc., which is leading to, you know, they being put to a disadvantage. Integration and scalability challenges. So deploying AI across supply chain and operational ecosystem involves significant technical and organizational complexity. So as we have seen in earlier chapters, that implementing AI involves a number of steps and it requires sizable investment, both in terms of hardware, in terms of software, and in terms of consultants, etc., who will help you to set up these systems. So it has a reasonable amount of complexity which is involved, and these needs to be understood by the management while they are trying to deploy the AI. Legacy systems, inflexible, outdated infrastructure often lacks compatibility with modern AI tools, necessitating disruptive and expensive upgrades. So you may be operating with an ERP system, which is a legacy system, which has not been upgraded for a time. Now, if you wish to implement the AI systems, then first and foremost, you will have to upgrade. And this can be a very daunting task. It can also mean a huge capital expenditure in terms of upgradation. And as you know, any ERP system, etc., upgradation is fairly complex because it involves not only upgradation of the software or the system, but also training of the people and consultants who do the hand-holding and who have to take you through the process. And this becomes the foundation block, because unless you do this, you are not able to transit to the next stage of AI implementation. Data silos. So fragmented information across departments or partner networks beacons AI's ability to produce unified, actionable insight. So even the quality of the data, suppose the data which has been fed, the historical data, if this data is in the form of silos and does not represent a holistic data, again, the results can be biased. So this can give you results which are not in line with the expectations with which the AI implementation was initiated. Scalability issues. So expanding AI across diverse geographies and workflows demands heavy investment in architecture, talent, and change management. And as we have discussed in one of the earlier chapters, there could be challenges or there could be unique, factors which are depending upon the geographies. So if you are implementing it across different continents, then certain factors could be different across the geographies. So these are some of the challenges that can be faced. Also, in terms of the talent which is required and the change management, managing the expectations of the employees, managing the insecurities of the employees can pose a problem. So these barriers can stall adoption, inflate cost, and dilute AI's impact on operational performance. Basically, what we are saying is it can actually prolong the implementation, inflate the budget, which is you started off with, and maybe in the end, the implementation of AI may not give you the desired result if there is a dilution of the implementation. Coming to the high implementation cost, implementing AI in supply chain and operations demands significant financial commitment. So we have seen how you require additional hardware, software, specific, special, tools to basically capture the data, store the data for machine learning and creation of the algorithms, etc. So this requires a huge investment. We also saw that many times the existing system that you have, like an ERP system, may not be compatible with the requirement of the AI systems, and you may have to upgrade those. So all these are going to add to the capital expenditure which is required for implementing AI. So all these are often limiting the accessibility for the small, medium enterprises and resource-constrained organizations. Mind you, it is not only the small and medium, but sometimes even the larger organizations are constrained by this. Because ultimately, when you look at the return on investment, one has to look at, what is the return they are likely to get from the huge investment that they are planning to make. I know of organizations which had planned to, upgrade their ERP systems to actually prepare for integration with the AI systems, and they shelved it because they found that the exercise was time-taking, and in terms of cost, it was huge. And the organization decided not to implement it. So unless you are confident of seeing the entire exercise through, one should not start or embark on this kind of a journey. Technology costs, investment in AI platforms, cloud infrastructure, and smart hardware like sensors, IoT devices is significant. We have already touched upon this topic when we talked about the hardware, the software, and the specialized packages which are required for data storage, for machine learning analysis, and algorithms, etc. Training and talent, upskilling existing staff or hiring AI literate professionals increases the operational expenditure. So even if you have to upskill the existing staff, it comes at a significant cost. Also, as we said, because the AI literate professionals are in short supply and they are in high demand, so they also come at a reasonable cost. So training and talent is also going to add significantly to the operating cost of the organization. Ongoing maintenance, sustaining performance requires continuous updates, monitoring, and system optimization, further stretching the budget. So as we have seen, that implementing AI is not a matter of just buying a software or a hardware and you get going. Once you have got the hardware and software in place, then you have to look at the historical data, you have to assimilate that data, compile the data, and train the system. And before you can integrate it into your system, it takes a little bit of time. Also, training the people to handle the systems, etc., is going to take some time. Also, there is going to be ongoing maintenance where you further try to refine your system and make it more accurate. So it's not a short-term exercise. It's going to be a long-term exercise. And the commercial impact of this is going to be felt over a longer period of time. Without a well-defined return on investment strategy, high cost can hinder AI's potential as a competitive differentiator. So unless you are very confident and you have a ROI prediction which says that implementation of AI is going to pay off in the long run and it is going to give you a strategic advantage, it is not worthwhile embarking on implementation of AI. Key dimensions include fairness, accountability, transparency, and societal impact. So fairness, I wouldn't say is a major this thing because we are not being unfair unless, you know, we have a very biased data where we are actually, you know, being biased against a certain class of customers or a certain class of suppliers, etc. Accountability, transparency, yes, transparency is a major issue. Accountability, sometimes you are unable to fix the accountability. Like, for example, let us say that the demand forecast, there is a variation. Whom do you hold accountable for it? And societal impact in terms of the job loss and the reduction in the manpower, etc. So these are also impacts to be seen. We also looked at, you know, because the decisions of the AI system will be focused based on how you have set your priorities. So if the priorities are set on just cost reduction and profitability, then the societal commitment of, you know, sourcing material from certain class of supplier to support certain undeveloped, class of people, they may be lost. Ethical AI adoption safeguards stakeholder trust, minimizes the risk, and supports sustainable innovation. So having said all these, if you take care of the ethical portion of AI adoption and you exercise certain safeguards and you seek the trust of the stakeholders, you can still sustainably implement AI and you can innovate.